Coming up next, we're going to plug you into this week's Power Country Recharge song featuring the Zac Brown Band. You'll also hear great music from Carrie Underwood and Cody Johnson. Plus, I'll share a power thought on getting through those hard days in life. That and more on the way right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller. So good to have you with us here in Power Country this week. I'm Rich Miller, and it's time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's Recharge song features the Zac Brown Band. It's what you might call a sing-along country classic. Kind of like an anthem for this time of year when the weather's nice and it's the end of a long work week, or maybe a weekend get-together with family or friends. So grab a cold beverage, a plastic fork, some tater salad, and let's all enjoy some chicken fried.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
It's country music you can believe in. Power Country.
Yeah, I bet that shotgun hit wrist still smells like my shampoo. That mess up tape deck still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain, my nail polish on the tailgate. So much of me left, I bet you must get deja vu. When you're running, running that stick shift Chevy, I
Power Country, all about the message and the music.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white old tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat, me and him double barrel in a two-stroke, and that woman that said yes when I got down on one knee. Can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, the little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. As all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
That's Cody Johnson with his song, Dirt Cheap. It's time now for this week's Power Thought. You know, we all encounter some hard days in our lives, and when that happens, it's a good idea to just pause for a few moments and simply be thankful. When you feel discouraged, counting your blessings instead of your troubles is a great way to realize just how much we take for granted. Be it good health, a roof over your head, food to eat, people who love you, a job to pay the bills, or a vehicle to get around in. I promise you that the list of things to be thankful for is always a whole lot longer than that list of troubles you have. This road of life we're all on is not without its unexpected twists and turns, and some steep hills to climb. Perhaps you're going up that hill right now. Like the saying goes, attitude determines our altitude. Let thankfulness fuel you. Stay positive, and keep in mind that every one of us has some difficult days. Just don't let a hard day stop you from believing that you can and will get through it. Every climb has a summit with a pretty nice view. And It's easy going downhill on the other side. And that's our Power Thought this week.
I got a home down on the river. I'm married to the woman of my dreams. Got a good truck that gets me down the highway. Everything is perfect, or so it seems. Mama and daddy come by sometimes, and everything is fine. My old dog does a little singing late at night when the moon gets bright. Church bells ringing. Let us go and see who's getting baptized. We're gonna take us a Sunday drive. Cause everything is fine. Everything is fine, fine, fine. Through the sunshine and the rain, I got a peace of mind. You know I can't complain. I sleep at night. Got a little girl that looks like her mama. She likes it when daddy tucks her in real tight. One night this week we're gonna have a fish fry. Cause everything is fine, fine, fine. Through the sunshine and the rain, I got a peace of mind. A point to thank the Lord when I got him on the line. I'm feeling good and everything is fine. I'm making a point to thank the Lord when I got him on the line. Is fine.
A big dose of positive attitude right there from Josh Turner. Everything is fine. Well, there's more good music just around the bend. That includes songs from Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, and more. Plus, we'll be making a time jump back into country music history for a classic about a soldier's letter from the year 2004. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
Northwoods weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high of 82. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight, 82 and mostly sunny for Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and breezy with a high near 81. Remaining above normal for Wednesday with a high near 80.
It's 64 at our studios. 98Q
Country. You're traveling through a place we call Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to take a time jump back to the year when Facebook was first launched and John Michael Montgomery released a heart-tugging song about a soldier's letter from his family. But first, Luke Bryan.
We were small town men to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you. You hold me up.
baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss, you mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want. Said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
That's Luke Bryan with Love You, Miss You, Mean It. Well, right now we're going to take a time jump back into music history. That means it's time for us to power up this musical time machine.
You turn the time circuits on.
We're jumping back to the year 2004. That's the year when Facebook was first launched as a social networking site only open to students from Harvard University. The annual average income in 2004 was $45,000 a year. Google had its initial public offering that year, and swimmer Michael Phelps won 6 gold medals at the 2004 Summer Olympics in Greece. Box office hits that year included The Incredibles, The Passion of the Christ, and The Day After Tomorrow. And that very same year, John Michael Montgomery reached number 2 on the country charts with a song about how much hearing from people back home really means to a soldier. From 2004, Letters from Home.
My dearest son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. My dearest love, it's almost dawn. I've been lying here all night long, wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on a television said something, so I couldn't sleep.
But I'll be all right, I'm just missing you. And this is me kissing you. X's and O's in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our boots ain't muddy and they all laugh. Cause she calls me honey but they take it hard. Cause I don't read the good part. I fold it up and put it in my shirt. Pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on. Waiting on letters from home. Dear son, I know I ain't written. Sitting here tonight alone in the kitchen, it occurs to me I might not have said it, so I'll say it now. Son, you make me proud. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our boots ain't muddy, but no one laughs. Cause there ain't nothing funny when a soldier cries. And I just wipe my eyes. I fold it up and put it in my shirt. Pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on. Waiting on letters from home.
The home of country hits and a wave of positivity. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound, 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to
play it cool walking through the door. But you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait. Forward and down the road, memories you're bound to make. And you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Cheers to good music and positive vibes. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I fell in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town. Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet.
Let's ride.
The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. In your Chevrolet. She said, give me a dirt road. The windows down, you wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away in your Chevrolet. Yeah. Oh, in your Chevrolet. In your Chevrolet. Yeah.
That's Chevrolet. Dustin Lynch featuring Jelly Roll. Brought to you by Broken Bow Records. Up next, we'll get you a backstage pass with Chris Young, who'll tell us what he thinks are the most impactful songs on his latest album. It's all on the way in our final stop in Power Country.
Hey, y'all, this is Blake Shelton, and you're in Power Country.
Daddy drove the wheels off a flatbed Ford Flies, found a hole in the old screen door. Granny said the dress that my sister wore to church wasn't long enough. Mama poured grease in a Crisco can, put 100,000 miles on a Sears box fan. Uncle Joe put tobacco on my hand where them yellow jackets tore me up. And I ain't making this up.
Oh, you think I'm talking crazy? In a different language you might not understand. Oh, that's all right. That's just the kind of life that made me who I am. Just taking my mind on a visit back in time, cause I miss it. You wouldn't know to love it like I love it unless you lived it. Man, I lived.
smoked Salems with the windows up. Drove me around in the back of that truck. We drank from the hose and spit in the cup. We all survived somehow. Them old Duke boys were flattening the hills. Hollywood was fake, wrestling was real. Wouldn't dream of spending that $2 bill from pushing a lawnmower around. I'd go back there right now. Talking crazy in a different language you might not understand. Oh, that's all right. That's just the kind of life that made me who I am. Just taking my mind on a visit back in time, 'cause I miss it. You wouldn't know to love it like I love. She lived it, and man, I lived it. Oh, man, I lived it. Oh, you think I'm talking crazy in a different language you might not understand. The kind of life that made me who I am. Just taking my mind on a visit back in time, 'cause I miss it. You wouldn't know to love it like I love it unless you lived it. Man, I lived.
Right now, we're going to get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Chris Young. His album Young Love and Saturday Nights marked his 9th studio album on RCA Records in Nashville. And for him, there is no doubt in his mind on what kind of songs on this 18-track album are the most important songs to him.
I think for this album, probably the most, you know, impactful and relatable themes that exist are the love songs. I mean, come on, guys. I'm a huge sucker for writing love songs. The counterpoint to that, I would say, is probably there are a bunch of, like, party songs on this record as well. It's, you know, the longest album I've ever made. There's 18 tracks on this record. I think this one is really special.
Well, here is our featured backstage artist, Chris Young, with the title track of his 2024 album, Young Love and Saturday Nights.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. From falling trucks, young love and Saturday. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that still doing dumb? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you.
Listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller, produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Campus events have been canceled today at Wittenberg University in Springfield, Ohio, the city that's received a number of threats as former President Trump's highlighted the number of Haitian migrants who are living there. Nasir Nelms, a Springfield high school student whose school was evacuated Friday.
It makes me honestly feel like not unsafe, but just, you know, worried about my city. Like, I don't want nothing to happen and extreme stuff like that, like bombs, like that's extreme.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz said the former president roots against American cities. Trump attended a fundraiser in Utah. Vice President Harris attended one in Washington before she spoke at the Congressional Black Caucus Phoenix Awards. And four space travelers splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico aboard a SpaceX rocket, ending a mission that saw the first ever spacewalk from private citizens. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing three-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The three-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers march on. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will start Malik Willis today in place of the injured Jordan Love, who was listed as doubtful for today's game against the Colts with an MCL sprain. The Packers elevated Sean Clifford from the practice squad to the active roster yesterday to serve as a backup. Willis says he has been preparing and knows he needs to be ready at any given moment to contribute.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready.
The Packers and Colts kick off at noon. Yesterday, it was Alabama blowing out Wisconsin 42-10 in college football. Wisconsin has a week off before playing at number 11 USC on September 28th. It was a wild night in Arizona as the Brewers piled up 15 runs in a 15-8 win over the Diamondbacks. The win reduced the Brewers' magic number to 3. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, will play again this afternoon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high of 82. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight, 82 and mostly sunny for Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and breezy with a high near 81. Remaining above normal for Wednesday with a high near 80.
It's 64 at our studios.
Feeling like fall this week, people putting on jackets, football starting, bear hunting, and geese flying overhead. Well, we're going to get into those early fall patterns, but now Mother Nature's throwing us a heat wave, and it's going to be in the 80s and worse over the next 5 days. So the fluctuation in temperature has been making it frustrating for fishermen. It's been very unpredictable with the fishing. The largemouth bass and the bluegill should be picking up with the warm weather. The largemouth, look for them in 8 to 12 feet of weeds. A variety of techniques will work. Creature baits have been productive, and topwater should be productive with the warm weather. It's been quite a week in terms of anglers on the lakes in the past few days due to the cooler temperatures and a lot of wind earlier in the week. Hope to get more anglers out fishing in the coming days so we can get some more reports. With Wisconsin bow deer season, fall turkey and grouse all opening this weekend, good luck to you guys going out hunting, and we do have a small amount of hunting supplies if you need to get something. This has been Dave for Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This week on Viewpoints.
It's the largest generation in history, the most diverse, but facing some real economic challenges. They have a stake in the game.
Can one age group determine the results of the election? Them.
For most of human history, if you lived close to your food, you did not need refrigeration. The only people who really struggled to feed themselves were armies.
The benefits and drawbacks of refrigeration. It's not all about ice cream and cold beer. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
You can get your shots together, too. Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Viewpoints Radio Podcast.
In 1990, only 3% of people in the U.S. said that they don't have any close friends. In 2021, that number had jumped up to 12%.
Listen today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
With less than 2 months to go before the presidential election, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are hitting the campaign trail hard. And both candidates are focusing on this group in particular, Gen Z. Another common term for them is Zoomers. Although they're the youngest, least experienced voters, the results of the last presidential election showed that they may hold the most power.
Their voter turnout in the 2020 election was historic compared to about three decades of previous elections there. So this might not sound like a lot, but 50% of eligible voters among Generation Z, or the youth vote, we call it 18 to 29, among that cohort, among the youth vote, it was really, really high in 2020 compared to especially in 2016, when it was only about 39% of eligible young voters came out. So it was a huge surge. And a lot of people believe that that surge in younger voters really helped Joe Biden win that election.
That's Melissa Deckman, CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute and author of The Politics of Gen Z. In 2020, between the COVID-19 pandemic and the public outcry following the murder of George Floyd, countless young adults became active in politics. But even before then, many found themselves dissatisfied with inaction on key issues like climate change, immigration, and most importantly, gun control.
Certainly a pivotal event that is often seen as really influential to when it comes to youth thinking is gun violence and the March for Our Lives movement. You know, that was one really demonstrable, obvious example of young adults who have grown up in an age in which gun violence is a reality in their schools. You know, young adults who it's commonplace to do drills in the classroom for active shooters. So it's a phenomenon that has uniquely burdened young adults.
That's Elizabeth Matto, director of the Eagleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers University. She says that the March for Our Lives movement showed countless teens and young adults the power they have as a unified force. Even past gun control, Gen Zers have been getting pulled into politics for another reason. They're much more racially and ethnically diverse compared to past generations.
One in two Zoomers, roughly, are non-white. They're also the queerest generation. So roughly one in four Zoomers identify as LGBTQ. And lastly, they're a lot less religious and they're more religiously pluralistic. And so you tend to have a diversity of religious viewpoints among Gen Z. All of these factors really reinforce a sense among most Gen Zers that having a democracy that looks like the rest of America, that looks like them, is really important.
And as opposed to older generations, Gen Z's political activism is predominantly led by women.
With Generation Z, we've seen a reverse gender gap in political participation. And what I mean by that is that well into the 20th century, when it came to most forms of political engagement, men were far more likely to participate than women. Now, women overall closed that gap around the aughts of this new century, but we've never really seen a situation where women have been more engaged in politics than young men. And this is what we're really finding with Gen Z.
And this heavy engagement with politics is happening on platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and X.
This is where they get their news and information, for better or for worse. But in terms of political organizing, compared to older women, Gen Z women's use of social media really catapulted lots of engagement. So they're learning about politics online. They're finding people who think like they do. And they're using that as a way to galvanize and organize politically.
Use this summer as an example. After Harris became the Democratic nominee, videos supporting her were suddenly all over TikTok. Between edits set to music from Charlie XCX's album Brat or memes referencing her viral comments about coconut trees, it's clear the Gen Z Democrats are much more excited about her candidacy than Biden's. But while these posts and memes are all in good fun, do they actually have the power to sway an election?
The impact of that is, I think, still in conversation. I think it's something really to really be thinking about. I think it would be short-sighted to think all it takes are some cute memes and some funny responses on social media. But if nothing else, it might intrigue young adults, be a window or an avenue to bring young adults into a campaign when maybe they weren't paying that much attention prior, but now maybe they'll pay a little bit more attention.
And while Gen Z tends to lean more Democratic, that doesn't mean everyone's supporting Harris. In fact, the Trump campaign is also using social media to drum up support from young adults.
I think the Trump campaign is certainly turning to social media and masculine themes as a way to try to reach out to some young men voters. Younger men are more conservative compared with younger women. And in early polling, again, when Biden was the presumptive nominee, it appeared as though Trump was making some inroads to young men voters. And so what the Trump campaign has been doing, I think pretty smartly, is trying to reach some young men voters, especially those that aren't as interested in politics, in places where they're hanging out online. So Trump's been doing interviews with people like Logan Paul. You know, so for example, Trump's been making appearances at UFC fighting championships. This is the ultimate fighting, this mixed martial arts sort of setting that really gravitates toward young men. And of course, I think that the Trump campaign is really doubling down on more masculine themes in the hopes that this will appeal to some young men voters.
Clearly, both campaigns are making progress with Gen Z, so who's going to come out on top? According to Deckman and Matto, it might depend on how well they address one key issue.
One of the things that we found in our research at PRI is that the single most important issue among Gen Z, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, women or men, is really the economy. And so it's going to be incumbent, I think, on both campaigns to spell out how their visions for the economy will really help Gen Z in their daily lives.
This November, 41 million members of Gen Z will be eligible to vote. That's nearly double the amount from 2020. And if voter turnout reaches 50% again, that'll be over 20 million votes cast from Zoomers alone. The candidate that's able to best connect with this powerful group may just very well be our next president. To find out more about Melissa Deckman, Elizabeth Matto, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. You can find Deckman's book, The Politics of Gen Z, on Amazon.com or request copies to be stocked at your local bookstore. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante. Our executive producer is Amira Zavari. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy, plus get access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming up, how refrigeration drastically changed our food, our planet, and our lives.